I want to thank everyone for joining tonight. Welcome everyone to the Shir. You know, it's very, very unusual circumstances. I never imagined, as I'm sure many of us are in the same position, that we'd reach this stage where every new celebration in life, every new milestone, including the Yom Tovim, are to be celebrated in ways different than we ever imagined. I want to first thank the sponsors for the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, sponsoring all the Shiurim, Dean and Harvey Rubel, Le'ili Nishmas, Devorah Bas Yudah Kolonimus and Brendel, and sponsoring my Shir tonight, Diane and Ushi Selvin, Le'ili Nishmas, Sipporah Bas Yehuda, and Uncle Lester, Eliezer Tzvi Ben Avraham, Tein Ishmasam, Tzuras Petzorah Hachayim. We should have in mind also, Shvi Azchus and a Tefillah for Shlema, for all our Cholim as well. So the Shir tonight is entitled, well, very straightforward, Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. And it refers to the two different tropes that exist for reading the Aseres HaDibros. Tam Elyon converts it all into 10 Dibros, into 10 utterances of God. In effect, it becomes 10 psukim, whereas the Tam Tachton divides it into psukim, meaning the Sof Pasuk is at the normal place where you'd find it in the Torah, so it's 13 psukim at all. If you're keeping score at home, it comes out that there are 10 dibros, there are 13 psukim, and there are 14 mitzvos, all contained in the Aseres HaDibros. Now the question is, why are there two ways to read the Aseres HaDibros? Why is that? So we're very accustomed, I mean, the minhag in our shul is to read the Tam Elyon whenever we read the Aseres HaDibros, to it on Shavuos, on Parshas Yisro, and on Parshas Voschana. The three times a year we read the Dibros, we always read the Tam Elyon. I have to tell you, when I was in Israel this past February, last time I was there, it was Parshas Yisro, and the shul I was davened in read Tam Tachton. And I was disconcerted, or maybe nonplussed, taken aback. And I asked the rabbi after, he said, no, that's on minig. The minig is to read Tam Tachton on Yisro and Vaschanon, and only Tam Elyon on Shavuos. As it happened, then in the deep recesses of my memory, I did recall about 15, 18 years ago, I was in Israel for Parshas Voschanon, Shabbos Nachamu, and there too, that particular shul read the Tam Tachton. So it struck me as so unusual, and as I looked at, because I'm not used to it. Obviously many shuls do it, and with good justification. But I wasn't used to it, and I was wondering then, how did these minhagim develop? Where is the Tam Elyon from? Because as you see in the Torah, you open up a Chumash, you see there are psukim, and the psukim ends each one sof pasuk, and you move on. So where actually did it come from? How did the two develop? What's the difference? And it's not in Dvarim Shel Mabakach, it's not something which is really incidental or trivial, because in fact, when you read it, there'll be differences in words. There'll be differences, of course, in the psukim as well. Ask another question. If all you have is Tam Tachton, and we'll see there are places that never read the Tam Elyon, so why is there a Tam Elyon? What purpose does it serve? Why is it necessary? And vice versa. If there's a Tam Elyon, why do you need a Tam Tachton? All right, I'll digress just for a moment. If you have a Chumash in front of you, you'll see the difference in a moment. So Perek Chaf, Pasuk Aleph, Vaydaber Elokim, Eskod Ramayla, and then the Aseres HaDibros begin. So I remember growing up, the Chumash I used had both the Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton in the same words. So you had to be a little sophisticated to know what applied to which. I checked some of my Chumashim today, and almost all of them just have the Tam Tachton, and then a separate paragraph after the Sedra, they'll have the entire Tam Elyon, so they keep it separate. But look at the difference. The first two Dibros. Anochi Anoinoi Elohecha Asher Otseisicha Meyeretz Mitzrayim Yibes Avadim. End of Pasuk. Next Pasuk. A lot of commentaries on the first Pasuk. They turn the pages. Hold on a second. Lo yiye elecha elohim acherim al panoi lo sase elecha fesel v'chol tmuno asher bashomayim mimal v'asher baretz mitachas v'asher bamayim mitachas loretz. Then it continues on. That's actually all together. And here's the Tam Elyon. You'll see the difference right away. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotseisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avadim Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim Al Ponai Lo Sase Lecha Fese Lecha Tmuna. And then it goes on. Meaning, here, we'll see why. The first two Dibros are all one Pasuk. The fourth Dibra Shabbos, all one Pasuk. The four loaves, Lotirtzach, Lotinov, Lotignov, etc., as we read them, Tam Elyon, they sound like four different psukim. In the Chumash, it's all one pasuk. It'll be read completely differently. Not only that, and this is critical, it will be pronounced differently as well. So why does it matter? If you have the source sheet in front of you, turn to number 9, the Chizkuni on the Sedra here. Chizkuni, 1300s, was one of the Parshanim on the Chumash from Provence in Spain. And he says as follows, Yesh Berov HaDibros Shtei Neginos. Most of the Dibros, whoever's working in the kitchen, please mute. Yesh Berov HaDibros Shtei Neginos. Most of the Dibros have two different melodies. Lilameid Sheba'atzeres Shehi Dugmo Matan Torah, to teach us that on Shavuos, in which we emulate Matan Torah, we emulate the way in which the Torah was given. Umitargaminan hadibros karen kol dibras lo yelecha v'chol dibras zochor beneginos hagdolos. We read it with the sort of the higher negina, meaning the Tam Elyon. Lasos kol achas mehen pasuk echad, to make them all into one pasuk. Shekol achad mehen dibra achas la'atzma. Each one is its own dibra. So it comes out that when you read the Tam Elyon, for some of them, the very long psukim. Right before the end, you'll have an esnachta, but you have a lot of pazers, a lot of kadma va'azlas, etc. V'dibros lo tirtzach lo tinaf lo tigno lo sane, karim b'neginos haktanos, lasos dal psukim shem dal dibros. You make them into four different psukim, four dibros. Avol, the Chizkuni says, b'chodesh shvat, in the month of Shvat, when you read Parshas Yisro, so there you read Lo Yilcha Zachar Beneginos Tanos. So in fact, there are four psukim, not one. And Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinach, Lo Sigla Sane, Kar Beneginos Agdolos. You make them all to one pasuk. Who does this, by the way? Nobody that I know of. But the reason why he says it is, there is never a pasuk in the Torah that has only two psukim. So if the Tirtzach, for example, was one pasuk, it would violate that klal. So it comes out, when it's read b'tam tachton, all four are read together, as if it's one pasuk. When it's read as a dibra, though, then it's read individually. U'v'shavuos dafka kamosha perishal ma'al, shavuos Tam Elyon. Also, anochin lo yelecha, Yesh negina gedola lasos shtei pasuk echad. The first two dibros, Anochi and Lo Yelecha, they are one pasuk. L'zikaron shebedibor echad nemru. God spoke them in one dibor. Those who heard mipi agvura. Ketzad betevas Anochi pashto uvetevas Elokecha zokev katon. Exactly as I read. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Uvetevas hotseisicha tlisha, asher hotseisicha, uvetevas mitzrayim, kadma vazla, me'eretz mitzrayim, and he goes on, and he goes on, and that's that. All right, each one is its own dibra, except for the first two, so why? We know already, because they were bedibur echad nemru. We'll discuss that a little more in a moment. So the trup is different, The Sof Pasuk is different, and most importantly, the words are different. And that poses a halachic problem, because the words of the Torah have to be read as the Mesorah dictates. If that's the case, how can there be two different ways of reading the Torah? It would mean that the words are different. What am I saying by that? So it's a Chafetz Chaim who elaborates this in number 11, in the Bir Halacha. He says as follows, Da Shebaseres HaDibros Yesh Shnei Minei Neginos. There are two types of tunes. Ho Echad Osem Mikol Dibor Pasuk Echad. One makes every Dibor into one Pasuk, even though it's long, or Katsar, or very short. That's Anoche Lo Yelecha, and Lo Sase Lecha, Lo Teshtachave, O Sechesed Pasuk Echad. Anoche Lo Yelecha's Dibor Echad Nemru, Ulefichach. Here's a critical point. Tevas Panai Hanun Nikuda Patach. Philokamots. What? Think about it. If we go back to the text, I should not have brought a mikros gedolos. Okay. Lo yilocha lehim acherim. How is it read in the Chumash? Al panoi. Because the end of a pasuk, at the end of a pasuk, it's always a kamots instead of a patoch. Al panoi. What if it's Tam Elyon? Lo yilocha lehim acherim. Al panai. It's a different way of reading the word. It's not just a difference in Trump now. It's a difference in how we read the word. Not only that. V'chein zochor sheshis yomim. How do we say? We say Kiddush on Shabbos. Zochor zav shikacho. Sheshis yomim tavod. Oh, you look like a bunch of Alkein Berach guys. You don't say the whole zochor. All right. Zochor yomim Shabbos tikacho. Sheshis yomim tavod vasiso. Kol melachtecha. Kol. The chaf has a Dagesh, it's a hard sound. Lefichach, hakov shel tevas kol. If you read it Tam Elyon, if it's not the end of a pasuk, it's sheish tavod v'asisa. The trump is v'asisa chol milachtecha. So it's not kol, it's chol. Depending on what Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton, the word is going to be different. If it's Tam Tachton, tevas kol hasmucha le tevas v'asisa hi refuya v'lo degusha. Doesn't have a dot in our language. It's refuyah, it's soft. Beis tevos, lo tirtzach, pasuk echad shalem. If it's one pasuk, so if we read Tam Elyon, how do we read lo tirtzach? It's lo tirtzach, lo tin off. If it's Tam Elyon, lo tirtzach, lo tin off. I get it, in Israel, you're not going to be sensitive to the differences that much, because they've already confuse the patach and the kamatz. But nonetheless, they're different pronunciations. And you have a number of other examples like this as well. So the question continues, it's bolstered, how is it possible that you have not only two trups, but you also have two different ways of reading a good number of words? So Chafetz Chaim goes on to say, against the Bir Halacha, Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph, V'tam Shtei Neginos Hu, Sharishon Hu Mesudo Lofi HaKosov Shenichtav Kol Dibor V'Dibor B'Parsha B'Fnei Atzmo, that if the Elyon, it's red, then each Dibor is its own Parsha, Anochi Lotis is one, as a Pasuk Echad, Zohar Ad Lotirtzach, A Zohar is one. Lo Tirtzach Ad Lo Tachmod is four parshas stuma, samech, after each one. There's a space in the Torah. That's Dal Diburim, it's a Dal Psukim. The other way is Mesudah Lefi Akri. It's organized according to the way that it's read. Shel Inin Akriya Ein Mi Lo Tirtzach Ad Lo Tachmod El Pasuk Echad. In that case, if you just look in your Chumashim at the end, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Perek Chav, Lo sirtzach, lo tinof, lo signov, lo sa'aneh, bereacha, eight shoker, end of pasuk. Next pasuk idalid. Lo sachmod beisreacha, lo sachmod eishesreacha, v'avdo v'amaso v'shevachamara v'chol shilreacha. So you have, that's all one pasuk as well. The second one is misudar, according to the way the psukim are laid out for us, as per the Mesorah. And explains again some of the technicalities. Let's get down to the bowl. Valkain is the Chavetz Chaim now. Bishavuas nogim likros betzibor barishon tahainu betam elyon lasos mikol dibur pasuk echod. On Shavuos, they read it in public with the tam elyon, each dibur's own pasuk. Lefisha bobayom nidru aseres adibros. All right, simple answer to the first question that we had. Why is it different on Shavuos? Because on Shavuos, we read it dugmas maimon har Sinai, as we heard it then. We heard it not in the form of psukim, but we heard it in the form of dibros, 10. But, of a parshas yis or parshas v'schanon, karen af betzibur betam hatachton. The other times of the year, when we read the dibros, parshas yisro in February, v'schanon, Shabbos nachamu, there it's read betam tachton. All right, that accounts at least for the minhag in Eretz Yisrael that I've now found in a number of places. But
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Certainly.
All right, the last line is different also. In Tam Ha Elyon, it's Lo Sach Mod.
Right.
And in Tam the other way, it's Vilo Sach Mod. Right. And it follows by the sentence, Velosis Aveh, all right?
One second. I'm reading now in the Tam Elyon. No.
Tam Elyon is Lo Sa'aneh.
Bereachai Shoke, right? And?
And the Tam HaTachton, all right, says Velosis Aveh.
No, that's only Veschanon, not in Yisro.
No, I'm saying in Veschanon.
Right.
Why the big difference?
Oh, why lo sachmo? Why lo sazave? You might as well ask me, why is it zocher v'shomer? Why is the reason given for Shabbos different in both? We could touch on that tangentially later. The simple reason is they're given b'dibur echad. I'll tell you on the sly. I gave a share this many years ago. The dibros in Yisro reflect what was on the luchos rishonos. The dibros luchot rishonim. The dibros in Veschanon reflect was on the Luchos Shnios. But that's for another time. But that's only in Veschanon. In Parshas Yisro, it's Lo Sachmod, Lo Sachmod. Why there's a difference, Lo Sachmod, Lo Sesaveh, that's a different shir altogether. I gave a shir actually years ago on Shavuos, on generally on Lo Sachmod, why it's such a difficult mitzvah to understand in any event. But you're correct, there's a difference in words too. That's at the end. Zocha v'shomor is the most prominent one. We say this in L'chadodi. Shomer v'zachor b'dibur echad. Why in L'chadodi is it Shomer v'zachor b'dibur echad and not Zocha v'shomor, which is the sequence in the Torah? It's a klutz kasha. It's because he needed Shlomo Alkabetz needed an acrostic for his name. His name was Shlomo. So he had to start with Shomer. Okay. All right, so in fact,
the words,
what's that?
The words at the end add the vav to it.
That's correct. Velosis aveh. That's correct. That's in Veschanon. That's right. That's correct. In any event, just to go on, so that's the meaning that you find in many places. The eshnagim again in the Bir Halacha likros betzibur laolam etama elyon tahaydo apa parshas yis parshas chanon. There's some places they always read the tam elyon on whenever the dibros are read. Who does that? We do that. As far as I knew, everyone did that. No, you see, it's not so. But we do that. And finally, again, it's relevant to us this year, Rak hayochid hakori la'atzmo kori b'sheni. If an individual is reading, say, the Sedra, this Friday morning, Kriyas HaTorah, Maimon Har Sinai, a yochid will always read Tam Tachton and not read Tam Elyon. Zeo tamtis divrei ha'achronim. This is a summary of the words of the Rishonim. So in fact, what I want to do, turn for a moment, why is there this discrepancy? So look at the Mincha Shai. The Mincha Shai, Rabbi Yedidya Shlomo from Mantua in Italy, lived in the, died 1630. Number 10 is right in the middle. Barov apsuk abasar sadibros yesh pchoteva shtei tamin. All right, we know that already. And he quotes the Ri Ibn Chaviv, explains Yerushalmi and Shkalim, shetam amiti l'chol zemu forsam, sheish beis krios bedibros. There are two different types of reading. Ho echot kishikor ayocha benel vein atzmo, Ain a medakdek likra kol diba v'dibur bifnei atzmo ela mechalek ha-psukim b'seyden nigun kriyoso. Aval akor b'tzibur tzoch sheyikra kol diba v'dibur bifnei atzmo. So if you want a source for reading Aseres HaDibros, always b'tam elyon, that's among others the Mincha Shai. Because the Mincha Shai says, here's why you need two. The Tam Tachton is for a Yachid who's going to read. The Tam Elyon is when it's read Bitsibur. Why should that matter? So we'll return to that. But I think we have to go back to the origins. Not Breishis Bar Elokim, our time is somewhat limited, but understanding generally whence the Trup derived. So for that we can go to number one on our handout on the top right. So the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amid Beis here, is discussing teaching Torah. And the halacha is that Torah must be taught for free, without any compensation. A Rav is not allowed to have compensation. As far as I'm concerned, come August 1st, you can restore that halacha to its original state in any event. But to what does that extend? So the Gemara is discussing, what if you teach someone Pisuk Tamim? What are Pisuk Tamim? The Trop. So the Gemara says, so Rav's opinion is that Pisuk Tamim is Daraisa, that the Trop is of Torah origin, and therefore, if you teach someone the Trop, the Tamim, you're not allowed to charge money for it, because it's Daraisa. Well, how do we know? Damar of Ikabar Oven Omar of Hanan Omar Rav, Maidichsiv, what's the Pasuk? The Pasuk is in Sefer Nehemiah, describes that momentous day when Ezra, they dedicated the Mikdash as Rosh Hashanah, Ezra took out a Sefer Torah, read it to the people, they were overcome with the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and where they were spiritually, it was a renaissance of tshuva. So the Pasuk says, Vaikru b'Sefer Taras Elokim Miforash, V'som sechel vayavinu b'mikra. So literally it means he read from the Torah or scroll of God, mifarash, explained, v'som sechel, teaching them the sense of the psukim, vayavinu b'mikra, and they understood. Now the Gemara Rav Ika Darshan's here, Rav's opinion. Vayikru b'sefer Torah Elokim zemikra. That's the psukim of the Torah. Mifarash zetargum. That's the Targum. Aramaic, meaning teaching them in a language they understood. Jews came back from Bavel. Hebrew was no longer the native tongue. That's when the institution of the Meturgamon started. They would translate the Psukim into Aramaic. V'som sechel elo psukim. That's to make sense of the Psukim, make sense of the Torah, it needs to be divided into Psukim. So you know where the Pasuk begins, the Pasuk ends. Va'avinu b'mikra, ze pisuk tamim. Pisuk tamim, so Rashi says, same Gemara as in Megillah, number 3, that's hanaginos kruyim tamim. The trup is called the tamim. The psukim, see Rashi number 2, that's where ad hechar mesayim kol pasuk u'pasuk, u'lahach u'karil u'som sechel, sheyachal lahaskil b'pasuk ben kol pisuk b'pisuk. We'll understand psukim only when we know when they start and when they begin. I'm sorry, when they start, when they end. It's the same thing in English by punctuation. You'll know when a pasuk starts, a pasuk ends, by looking at the punctuation. The Torah needs a sof pasuk as well. But pisuk tamim, that's vayavinu b'mikra, that helps understand as well. That, in fact, is da'oraisa. Now, the Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. And Rabbi Yochanan says, the Gemara continues, that schar pisuk tamim is a pisuk tamim is derabonon. Okay, so the Ran says in number 4, v'som sechel eilo psukim, nekudos hamafsikos bein pasuk lepasuk, the punctuation that divides between one pasuk and the next, v'kailu som sechel, shaydehem adam meven amikra, kefi tenu asat tamim, you understand the pasuk through the, so to speak, the movement of the tamim, as the Gemara explains in Chagiga. But it's interesting how important this is. The Gaon Mivilna, among others, said, if you learn the psukim and don't know the trup, you miss an important facet of the psukim. And the Gemara has a number of examples that he relates in many different places, and I'll just give you a few. Take this case. The beginning of Parsha Shmos. Vayamaru eschayehem ba'avoda kasha. Vayamaru eschayehem. What's the trap? Kadma va'azla. So the Gra explains, what's kadma va'azla? Kadam v'halach. Things were advanced. If a person should ask, why is it that the Torah says we would be in Egypt, Moshe ben Yisrael, 430 years, but instead we left after 210 years? So the answer is, kadma va'azla. God advanced, he speeded it up. Why? Because of Vayamaru eschayehem. Their lives were embittered to an extent that was not really contemplating the gzerah. So everything was hastened. Kadma va'azla. Well, the Gra says famously, I don't mention this in my Shavuos night packet, but you can now associate it then. At the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, Vinosnu ish kofer nafsho. Vinosnu, right? So it's also kadma va'azla. What's vinosnu? You give a machsa shekel. You give money. What else is vinosnu? It's a palindrome. It's a word that's spelled the same way, front and back. Vav nun tav nun vav. Backwards, vav nun tav nun vav. The same thing. Why? Kodam va'azal, God says. Money, galgal hu chozer ba'olam. It's like a wheel, a spinning wheel in the world. Sometimes some are up and some are down. And those are down and they're up. Money is a wheel. That's vinosnu. It goes back and forth, both the letters and the trup as well. So that's pisuk tamim. We understand the mikra kefi tenua satamim, and the Gaon has many, many other examples of this as well. Now, number five, the Ran continues. Rabbi Yochanan Amar schar pisuk tamim shemelamdim lohem tamim delav mida araisa ninu hilkach. If Pisuk Tamim is not the Reis Rabbanon, then a person is allowed to charge for the trup, which is actually good news for bar mitzvah teachers. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rosh and the Ran hold like him, you're allowed to charge for it because you can't charge to teach mikra, but you can charge, you can get a salary for teaching trup. That you are allowed to do. Look at the Meiri for a second. So where did this come from? Where did the trup come from? Well, turn to the back for a moment. Number 13, Luach Eretz, a sefer written by Rabbi Yaakov Emden. It's in Siman Tov Samech Beis. He goes, "Ahol machlokas tam elyon tam tachton," and he says, "Avo bekan ein sorach lahachnis atzmo b'machlokas legamrei shekol echad yesh lo makom." He says both tam elyon, both tam tachton have their place. Why? Umei ikara Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom hachi takninu. It was Moshe Rabbeinu who was misaken two different traps for the Aseret HaDibros. Psuke kriyas sibur lechud, upsuke kriyas yochid lechud. It's read but sibur, it's read one way, tamelyon. Read by yochid, bichidus, in solitude, then it's read tam tachnam. What is it teaching us? Who instituted the trup? Moshe Rabbeinu. So that makes it quite of a hoary ancient origin. All right, that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden said. The Mincha Shai understood the breakdown the same way. Go back to the first page. The Meiri understood it a little differently. And he says, number six, Afal pisha be'arnu, shapisuk tamit, targ mashar, dvar mshalmin akriya, shem ala Torah, mikol mokom, remez hu bekisva kodesh, vizel sha'omer v'som sechel. So even though we explained that the trup and the targum are not minat Torah, he holds like the Ran in the Rush, like Rabbi Yochanan, nonetheless, the trup, some say, El psukim, Rasova, siyume apsukim, shenasu ayidei azkenim, kedei liten revach, ula hafsik bein inyan le inyan, vayavinu ba mikra, ze pisuk tamim, ratzalomar, hatamim atzmam.
The trup teaches us
the breakdown in the clauses in each pasuk, not just the ends of the psukim, like the esnachto and the sof pasuk and the zokev, which sometimes constitutes what we would call a semicolon in English language. Where does it all come from? Zkenim, meaning Anshe Knesset Hagdolah. Anshe Knesset Hagdolah instituted the trup and made it uniform. There's some thinkers who maintain that the Tam Elyon originated in Bavel, and the Tam Tachton was the way they read it in Eretz Yisrael, and then they sort of harmonized the two when the Jewish people became dispersed, but that I could not tell you. In any event, according to Yaakov Emden and others, it's really Halacha Mosh Misinai. According to the Meiri and others, it's Drabanon, it's Midivrei Sofrim, meaning it's from the Anshe Knesset Hagadolah. All right, look at number 7, the Magen Avraham. Kasav Masas Binyamin, we'll get to that in a moment. Bishvuos Karma Tam Elyon, has Aseres HaDibros, Shabbos Yisro Tam Tachton, Uvesef Artar Kasav HaYachad Kar HaTach Mitzibin Kar HaElyon, V'Kasav HaKosev in the Yaakov Yishalmi, etc. All right, so that became a general psak that was carried out in many places. Of course, the question remains, how do we divide the psukim then, if the Aseres HaDibros are 13 psukim, how do we add a trup that then divides it into 10 psukim, essentially? That becomes a problem for a well-known klal that we revisit constantly. The Gemara says, number 7, in Tainis, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and elsewhere as well, Kol psuko de lo paske Moshe, anan lo paskin alei. Any pasuk that is not read as delineated by Moshe, we can't read it that way. Meaning, to say it in clear English, we can only read a pasuk as Moshe delineated the pasuk. We can't use fragments of a pasuk. And that we've discussed many times in the past. That's, for example, like I joked before about Alkein Berach, that's why there are people there's a whole discussion whether you can even say Alkein Berach, because it's part of a pasuk, not the end of a pasuk. Alkein Berach, Hashem is Yom HaShabbos, Vaikatsheu. It's not related to anything. I always joke, Alkein. A guy's talking Lashon Hara, they pour him a whiskey, Alkein Berach Hashem, because of this. God bless this day. You have to say something before that, Zochar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. I had a different svar. I gave in a shir here many years ago. Actually, it was not in my dining room, it was in the shul, but nonetheless, that this notion of Kol Psuk Bo Paskei Moshe only applies when you're reading a pasuk qua pasuk, meaning you intend to use the pasuk as a pasuk. But when you don't intend to use the pasuk as a pasuk, we don't apply that klal. So that would explain Alkein Berach. That would explain, we start Kiddush, Yom HaShishi Vayechulu, where in fact the pasuk of Yom HaShishi, Vayera Vayechulu Yom HaShishi, that begins Vayera Alkein Eskosh HaVini Tov Ma'od. It's a whole different pasuk. It's because we're not saying Yom HaShishi Vayechos Shemayim for the purpose of quoting a pasuk. We say for a different reason, Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, etc. Or an example, I never really saw brought down in any of the discussions of this matter of Kol Pasuk, Kol Paskei Moshe, is something that we breach every day. But now, second day Shavuos, it should ring a bell. Maybe now it'll ring a bell. There's a phrase that we say towards the end of Tachnun, Birogez Rachim Tizkor, that in God's anger, He should recall His rachamim, His compassion. That's the end of a pasuk in Chavakuk. It's the haftar we'll read this coming Shabbos, the second day Shavuos. It's the end of a pasuk. But in Tachanun, we only read those three words. Why don't we say kol pasuk paskin anan lo paskinon? You'll tell me it's not psukas Moshe. I'm going to say no. The same thing applies to Tanakh. It's because it's not being read in its status as a pasuk. It's being read because we want to articulate those words to tefillah. Barogez, when God is angry with us, Rachim Tiskar, remember your compassion as well. Nonetheless, there are those who will not use the Tam Elyon, as we see, because of this issue of Kol Pasuk lo paske Moshe anan lo paskinon. And I want to understand as well the Magen Avraham, what really is the difference between the reading of the Yochid and the reading of the Tzibur? So turn the page, and we'll see first in number 12, the Chizkuni, the continuation of the passage we read earlier. And he starts to explain a very interesting pshat in how the Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton arose. It's called Vamayla. Rashi says, Milamed Sha'amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Eskola Dibros B'Dibur Echad, that it teaches us that God spoke all the Dibros in one Dibur. Ma She'i Afshar La'odom Lomar Kein, in a way that a person cannot do. Alright? So this answers the question Jerry raised before, that where's also Save, it's all one Dibur. God said both simultaneously in a way that we can't. Im Kein Ma Talmud Lomar Od Anochi Lo'ielecha, that God then explained each Dibur individually. Perish, now listen to this. It's a very new insight for most of us. Im Kein Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu Omar Kol Aseres HaDibros Milamed Shechazor Perish Al Kol Dibur. That is to say, B'tchila Amoran HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'vasachas Uva Dibur Echad. First, God spoke all the Dibros one time, simultaneously. But because the human mind cannot comprehend that, Lo Hevinum Yisrael, we didn't understand it. Uma Shenishnu, so it was repeated, Milamed Shechazar HaMefaresh, Uperish Kol Dibur V'Dibur B'fnei Atzmo, Kidei Shevinun Yisrael. What happened is then God started repeating the Dibros again. So all the Dibros were given to us, we heard all of them from God. Ah, you'll ask me, why do we say that we only heard from Hashem? Torah Tzivolano Moshe, Marsha Kilos Yaakov, Gemara at the end of Makos, that we heard Torah 6:11 from Moshe. Why? Because Shnayim Mipi HaGvura, God said too, Anochi Eloyelecha. If God said too, then God, Vaydavel Elokim is Kol HaDvar Me'ilu, then He didn't say all of it. He only said too, right? No. Now we understand. God said all 10. God said all 10. But all together, couldn't understand it. So then God started repeating, Anochi Eloyelecha. And what does the Gemara say? And the Midrashim, each Dibur, the Jews start to freak out. Anochi, and what are so afraid of? God took him out of Egypt. Each Dibur, Gemara says, we jump back 12 mil, like jumping out of our skin, couldn't handle it, frightened. Like Rashi says, Toshash Kocham, they became very weak, very frail, and they pleaded with Moshe, Atidaber Eleinu, you talk to us, we can't hear this from God anymore. So in fact, now we understand the first two Dibros, that was the second go-round. Now we'll understand a little more. That's the Tam Elyon and the Tam Tachton. The Tam Elyon is a zecher to the way God gave the Torah to the Jewish people, spoke the Dibros to the Jewish people in that very first sublime moment. All the Dibros, b'vasachas u'v'dibur echad. But then when he repeated it, that was with Pisuk Tamim, that was Sof Pasuk, that was Tam Tachton. That's how the Chizkuni understood this particular breakdown. The Masas Binyamin, number 16, takes it a little further. And he quotes, the Masas Binyamin was Rabbi Binyamin Aaron Salnik, who was a Talmud of the Ramah, and the Marshal in Poland. He died around 1620 or so. He says, these base tamin yeshem sod gadol b'sisri Torah, it's a big secret, kayadul chachmei emes yodechei, mikomok, we try to understand al derech hapshat. So he quotes the Chizkuni, and then he swats him away. And he says, Chizkuni, hischil adabra b'inyan zeh hudala chaspa. He dealt us, dala means to pour, he poured us a shard, a broken vessel. Va'ana ashkachna marganinta tute. But I found, under those broken shards, I found a pearl. All right? Humility was not his strong suit. What can I tell you? So now he's going to understand, now explain to us what he meant. Vim Tomar. We are all from God with any hefsek. Like Rashi says, how can you then say we only heard two? Some we did, some we didn't. Like one point has no parts at all. At first, like Chizkuni said, we heard everything. Uvoso pam lohevinu kla. We didn't understand anything that first time. We didn't have the koch shmiel lizbov lishmoa all the dibros bedibur echad. Aval charkach shechaza perish called dibrif neatzma pam sheni lo shamu mipivius barach elo anochi and lo yielacha mipachar umor kol gadol eish gadola etc. Vayaharam vayanu vayamdu merachok. We were running away out of panic. I'm reading on Perek Rabbi Akiva called Dibur Shem Kavash Baruch Hu Yatzin Ishmasan. Each Dibur, they lost a little of their soul. And Chazachar Yud Beis Mil, etc. So he explains that he fleshes out the idea of the Chizkuni that you had these two transmissions of the Aseret HaDibros and that each one eventuates into a different tam. And yet, he doesn't want to say that so explicitly, so the Masas Binyamin has a different way of understanding how it came about. Because in fact, if it was done like this at Sinai, it would make sense, like the Magen Avraham said, and like the Be'er Halacha said, to do it only on Shavuos. Why would you do it Yisro and Vaschana? So now he expounds on a critique of his generation, which I dare say is not that different from today, except in Bnei Yeshurun, which is completely different. He really disses the Chazonim and Balei Kriya. Uve'emes sherachti b'mokom shoy l'katzer. He spoke at length where he could have been brief. Ne'akino, not jealousy, but zealousness. Kikano kinesi l'shmo yisbarach. In these lands, b'dar zeh, Sheruba the Ruba Chazonim Einam Yodim Mikriya Sator Ben Yomin Usmol. Where's Paul Goldstein? He loved this. That in our lands, in this generation, most of the Chazonim Bali Kriya, they know the difference from their right hand to the left in the Kriya Satora. Uparsha Aseret HaDibros Kor Beseder Yisr Beseder Vaschan Bishaba Shalem Kemoshe Kor Biyom Matan Torah. They read Yisr and Vaschanan the same way they read on Shavuos. Why? Because they don't know any better. And halavai, they should even read on Shavuos the right way. V'ilmala hayukar and kol haparsha b'tam echad. Hanu tam tachton levadosh ikur. If only they would read tam tachton, which is the ikur, or even read everything tam elyon, that would be one thing. Read one or the other. Aval hein me'arbevin es ha-psukim. They confuse the psukim. Umikalkins and akudos, and they change the vowelization. Shalokadin. Shere Enochazin Lobitama Elyon Lobitachton. They don't really try to hold both, or and they wind up with none. Mitapsin Vaol Mitapsin Vyardim. Pamba Elyon Pamba Pitachton Kimishugoin. Like crazy people. Their trap is all over the place. Whether it's anoch li'elcha, they read it in a jumble, and that's not lefitam tachna, lefitam elyon, etc. So he continues at the bottom with another plight of his generation, that besides they don't know the trup, they don't know the dikduk, enyon klabein tov l'ra, mibnei shakehilas boch v'chafetzim bosin chazonim hayodim laharech b'kol noim uvenigun yofe hatfilas v'kadeshim, that all the kehilos want, they want someone with a good voice every Shabbos. They don't care whether he reads Hebrew, they don't care whether the diktuk, whether the words make sense, they just want to hear mellifluous sounds. And midechodesh b'chodshim and Shabbos b'shabbato hanigunim miskabrim v'hochim chadashim labekarim asher lo se'arim avoseinu akdoshim. And week, Shabbos after Shabbos, month after month, all we hear are new tunes, new melodies, everything new that our forefathers did not know of, nor would they have wanted to hear. And they hear kemikol yaldei hanochrim. They hear like the young Gentile children sing. Hema lakhu velomdu harben igunim haminagnim bevotei teatros. And all they do is sing the songs, the melodies that they derive from the theaters. All right. I remember once years ago, there's a Reformed temple in Muncie. They had one was Rock and Roll Shabbos, where the Chazanim sang everything to rock and roll songs. It was back in the 70s. It was had a Broadway Shabbos. Everything was set to the tunes of Broadway musicals. So according to the Masas Ben Yomin, had it come out that you read one on Shavuos, and read all Shavuos Yisro Voschana, they don't know any better. If they knew any better, they would distinguish and note that the whole inyan of Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton, only applies to Shavuos, to Maimon Har Sinai, because that's when they were instituted to teach us two facets of the Aseres Hadibros. The Rav wanted to say as follows, that you find that Tam Elyon, it really is a different way of learning Torah. The way we'll learn the psukim through Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton, it's the psukim lend themselves to different interpretations. Don't be misunderstood. Lo Tirzach is Lo Tirzach, whereas Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. But nonetheless, in terms of limud, it's going to be different. So some hold, like we'll get to in a moment, Reb Chaim never read Tam Elyon. And he held that Tam Elyon was only for the purpose of limud, never for the purpose of kriya. It was intended for the purpose of limud and not for kriya. So he always read Tam Tachton. In Yeshiva Bnei Torah, as I understand, Rabbi Chase Shiva, they never read Tam Tachton. They always read Tam Elyon on Shavuos. They never read Tam Elyon. They always read Tam Tachton. On Shavuos, Yisro, Voschan, it's always the same. So let's look at the Rav for a second in number 14. And he says as follows. Nira, debichol kriya satar da alma, diyasot ki yumo, mitzas lima talmatar shibichsav virabim. Because every type of kriya satarah has one purpose. Why to read the Torah of Shabbos? It's because we fulfill lima tar barabim. We're publicly learning the Torah. That's how it would be wrong, for example, instead of reading with a trup, if someone just read psukim without the trup, because it's a deficiency in the notion of Talmud Torah Barabim. So, every Shabbos, v'karen esakri b'tam tachem yishum t'sarach likras b'taras psukim. You have to read taras psukim, because kol psukim paske Moshe anan lo paskinan. You have to read the psukim, teach the Torah exactly as Moshe did. Omnon, kishakor naseres hadibros b'tam elyon, b'nosaf l'kiyam mitzvos limutar shebichsav b'rabim, when we read that aseres hadibros in the Tam Elyon, in addition to the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of bichsav b'rabim, we also have me'ein zecher l'maimon har Sinai. It's remembrance of the revelation at Sinai. V'alken kor m'tam elyon, sh'edei zeh, therefore, we read the Tam Elyon. He says at the end, "Uve emes yesh min hagim likra b'tam Elyon rak b'shavuos." Da'oz hevi akriya zech l'matan Torah. Rav says, "Min hagim read Tam Elyon only Shavuos." We understand. If you're going to read it any time, it should be Shavuos because of Matan Torah. Omnam hagorim chaim zatzal nog likra saseres dibros b'tam tachton af b'shavuos. Reb Chaim only read Tam Tachton because of his din of the Kol Psukim Paskei Moshe Anan Lo Paskinam. That you can't read the Torah in any other way than how Moshe delineated those Psukim. So Reb Chaim never read Tam Elyon, and I suppose that's why in Yeshiva they do that as well. What would be the answer to Reb Chaim? Not that we could answer him. So I would say, like I said about Alkeim Berach and Berger's Rechim Tiskor, the purpose of reading B'tam Elyon is dafka not to read it in terms of psukim. You're reading it dugmas maimon har Sinai. So that's why it would be different, but Reb Chaim didn't hold that. So it comes out there different minhagim, and let's see if we can account for all of them. One we just mentioned is never to read Tam Elyon always to read Tam Tachton. That's based on Kol Psukei de Lo Paske Moshe Anan Lo Paskinon. We only read the Psukei like Moshe did. That's a din in Talmud Torah. That's always Tachton. Then you find a minute quite extant that mentioned the Magen Avraham. Only read Tam Elyon on Shavuos and read Tam Tachton, Yisro, and Voschana. That we understand as well. That's Zecher L'mayim in Har Sinai. Because on Shavuos, we want to reenact Mayim in Har Sinai. That's when we read the Torah early in the morning, and we stand around the Torah, listen to it, etc. All Zecher L'mayim in Har Sinai. How then do we understand the minig that we have, for example, of reading it always? It's not that it's unsourced. Look, for example, number 15, the bottom right. The Beis David says, it's Rabbi Yosef David, who is the Avbeis Din in Salonika in the 1700s. So he says, Kasav, Diyesh Svarim Hachi, Yesh Hachi, you find the Svarim, you have different traps. V'minig ha-poshalayim likras b'sefer tor b'tzibur b'negiras ha-gedolos, b'im atzeres, b'im b'shabba shabazman, Yisro, and same thing, we read Anochim Gedolos, Kichen Kos B'chol Sifrein, Anitzat Zleinu Ayom B'tfus, Pasuk Anam Shnei Minei Tamim. See, he says, among others, that their minig was, whether it's Shavuos, whether Shabbos, always read Tam Elyon. He was in Salonika. The minig in Teman, in Yemen, was always to read Tam Elyon. The Ramami Fano, Rabbi Nachman Zar Farno, in Italy, La'olam tachton. They always read tachton. How do we understand reading it always? Because Yisro v'aschanon, that's just the Parsha Shavua, was after Sinai. So I think the answer is that the Aseres HaDibros, for us, always has a special resonance. That fact made Chazal very jittery. That the Aseres HaDibros really stood out, made Chazal very jittery, very squeamish. So you all know the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph, they used to read, in the time of Chazal, time of the Mishnah, they used to read the Aseres HaDibros every day, like they read Kriyashma every day. And then Chazal stopped that, Bipnei HaTaromes, Taromes HaMinin, that the heretics would say, aye, only the Dibros were Min HaShemayim, were divine. Everything else was said by Moshe Rabbeinu, by man. Just like Korach later argued. Thus, for example, famously, the Rambam in his Truvos opposed standing for the Aseres HaDibros. Because he says, you can't stand for this part of the Torah and not for another part of the Torah. Because then you're giving special distinction to this part of the Torah, you're singling it out, and that's why Chazal stopped saying the Dibros every day. Mitam Chiv, by the way. You see, a lot of Sidurim still have the Dibros listed in the daily davening after an imamin, etc. Why do we do that? Why do we stand? Why do most Jews stand? So Chida had many answers for this. The Chida writes that it's because there's no chshash, there's no fear of minim when we're doing it in the context of Kriyas HaTorah. We're reading the Torah, so we know it's the Torah. Ramosh said a little differently, and it's something I said years ago, which was an interesting chab. But it says, that's not the only part of the Torah we stand for. We stand for Chazak. We stand for Shir HaSayam. So I noted, if you think about it, Parshas Yisro, come to Parshas, the year starts, the first time we encounter Aseres HaDibros is Parshas Yisro. We stand for the Dibros? Yes. Is that the first time we stand? No. When do we stand? The week before. Week before. B'shalach. Oz Yosher Moshe. We stand for Shir HaSayam. Fast forward. When's the next time we read it? Shavuos. All right? What happened on Shvi'i Shel Pesach? Shir HaSayam. We also stood. Stood again. Shir HaSayam. At the end of Pesach, Shavuos, we stand again. So why we stand for Aschanon? It's not linked to any of the standing. So the answer is, because since they were said B'dibur Echad, you can't distinguish between the Dibros of Yisro and the Dibros of Aschanon. If you stood for one, not for the other, then he's saying it's not b'dibur echad. It's not b'vasachas. It's not the same thing. That you can't do. There has to be equality. So we stand dugmas har Sinai on Shavuos, but then by extension, we wind up standing the other times also, simply because we're standing other times, and in fact, forget the minim. Aseres HaDibros, that's a special event, a unique event in history, and therefore we do it. The fact is, what's hard to understand, but not inexplicable, and this is what I saw in Israel, and it took me aback, for the Aseres HaDibros in Yisro, they stood. So I'm thinking to myself, Memonavshech, if you're reading it, B'tam Tachton, if you're B'tam Elyon, like the Rav said, understand, Dugmas Har Sinai, you have to stand. But if you're reading B'tam Tachton, why are you standing for B'tam Tachton? It really then is like any other part of the Torah. And I think it must be that as our minig developed, whenever we hear the Dibros read, B'tzibur, it recalls Maimid Har Sinai. Says Kriya Luchud, and there's Amida Luchud. Whenever we hear the Dibros read in public, that itself is a recollection of Maimon Har Sinai to us and Zman Matan Torasenu. Even if it would be more logical to do it like this, Elyon, stand. Tachton, sit. Elyon, sit. That might be the Rambam. He didn't mention the different traps though. But nonetheless, that I think is the Svara. Whenever we hear the Dibros, whenever we hear them in public, it has to recall for us Maimon Har Sinai. Even if it's not Zman Matan Torah Seinu, we still think of Sinai. And the fact is, every day a Jew is supposed to recall Maimon Har Sinai. Pentishkaches advarim asher ruei necha. Lest you forget what your eyes saw. Like the Ramban says in the mitzvah Shachar Osan Arav, it's usur to forget Maimon Har Sinai. How do we do it then? We do it by every day recalling Maimon Har Sinai. But when Zman Matan Torah Seinu comes, we have a special chiyuv to immerse ourselves in the psukim of the event, the psukim preceding the event that we read Friday morning, to think about Maimon Har Sinai, to recall in all sincerity, without getting too, you know, mystical, that all our souls were there, and all Jews were there, and all Jews then forever heard Onach Hashem Elokecha, Eis Asher, those who were there, Eis Asher Einenu Fo Hayom Imanu. Everyone was there. Everyone includes us as well. Whatever situation we're in, Riechidus in public, we have a usual festive Yom Tov, a limited Yom Tov because we're all restricted. It doesn't matter. Maybe in fact it's an ideal time to work on our Kabbalah Satorah as individuals and not just as part of a greater tzibur. If we do that, then this Shavuos remains special like all Shavuos are, and our Kabbalah Satorah this year should inspire us to learn more, to do more chesed, and we should zocha only to chaste shamayim in our community, and to bias mashiach tzikenu v'mehera b'yameinu, amen. Any questions I'll be happy to take.
Rabbi Pizansky.
Yes, sir.
This is Irwin.
Yes.
Just according to the information, at the end of every parasha, it gives you the number of psukim in the parasha. For Yisro, the number of the psukim is based on the Tamu Elio.
Ayin Beis? 72? Yeah. That's interesting.
If you count Tam Tachton, it's 75.
Ah, very interesting. I didn't notice.
But if you at the end of the Chumash, where it talks about all the psukim in the whole Chumash, it's based on the Tamu Tachton.
Wow. Where did you see that?
I heard it somewhere. I don't remember where.
Very interesting.
It might have been from Rabbi Jeremy Weider.
Uh-huh. If I have time, I'll, like the Sofrim, I'll go count every pasuk in the Torah. I'll let you know. So I'll start with Yisro. It's a short section to count. Yes. Shmos, I get it. Okay, thank you.
So when we're landing at home this year, it's Tam Tachton.
It's Tam Tachton, correct. Assuming you don't have a minion at home, you know, who knows what miracles could happen to us.
Exactly.
That would be Tam Tachton, correct. Yeah, because an individual cannot reenact Maamad Har Sinai. That we accept in the Torah as individuals, but as part of an Am, part of a nation. So Vayanu Chol Ha'am, it was the Am that received the Torah. Every individual, but it was really the Am, so therefore it's Tam Tachton. Okay, I'm going to count the Psukim right after this. So thank you all very much, and Chag Samech to everyone. Thank the sponsors again. Chag Samech to everyone.
Thank you.